tonight, we want to try to learn up the greatest sugya of balance, the Derech and Tzoyis. We want to learn up the sugya of balance in balancing the chilek gavoya of the Adam. That is his moyach, his machshov, his das, his leiv. And the other chilek of the person, which is being grounded, lemaisadik, practical. We're going to touch on certain sugyas that we've discussed before, but this chilek. The Adam has a chilek, which is probably the chilek, the shemayim of the mensch. That's his head, his brain, his koyach hamachshava, his lev. Lemaisa. Person also has a chilek, which is the guf, which is the artsy. And the seich and the lev are connected to the guf. And we have to learn how to balance both. Let's maybe start the sugya, open up. What does it say, bichlal, that a person has to be grounded? That a person has to be lemaisadik, a person has to be practical? And not only has to be, we're going to see, like most sugyas, that's part of the etzim tzuras adam. Without that, he's missing chetzi of himself. It's not sure in chilek beis, beginning of chilek beis, the marech sa'adam. So it brings a member from a beruchim. The members of a beruchim could be the taitch in the Gemara. He learns a pesmanu pshat in the Gemara. In Yevom is samachim omar aleph. The Gemara in Yevom is samachim omar aleph brings two members from Abelazah, smuchim zelazah. What member says azoy? Kol odom she'ein loy karka ein loy odom. She'nema shamayim shamayim la'ashem v'oretz lasan levnei odom. If a mensch doesn't have karka, he doesn't have karka, he's not a mensch. The pasuk states, "Shemaim, Shemaim, Lashem, ba'oretz nasnu v'nei adam." The mokim pu'ula, the operating zone for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochel, is the Shemaim, and the oretz he gave to the Adam. The Adam, the place where we're supposed to be poil, the place where we're operating zone, that's the oretz. And right next to that, the Beloza says another member, that kol adam she'ein lo isha, ein adam. A person who doesn't have an isha, he's also not a mensch. And if all was lined up, again, it could be coming from Rabbi Ruchim and a Klaklorier, that there's a smichas many times in Agadah, there's a smichas. Both of these members, there's a tzarashovah shebishneim. And the tzarashovah shebishneim is it's telling us, it's not just saying a person has to own real estate. It's not what the pasuk is saying. If a person doesn't own real estate, he's not an Adam. It's telling us that a person has to be grounded. And Kinyere, that marriage and life with an Isha, is a large chilek of making a person grounded. Specifically living, specifically shalom bayis, specifically your relationship with your wife. And baifin kololi, the ish is the one, the chilek, that helps the man ground, make himself grounded, make himself makor ka, we call, make himself a karka, an eretz dika person. So let's see what he brings. He brings a member from Rabbi Ruchim and he touches it up. Tomid, I'm reading now from inside. Tomid hizra son umaran Rabbi Ruchim, al yisoyra godoba avoid. Nor nish krichin in himu. That was the lashon of Rabbi Ruchim. Rabbi Ruchim to say when the ikir nekudis of avoida is, it seems to be a tendency of a person to krichin himu, and not to krichin himu. We're going to see krichin in himu means a person staying in his machshava, and his lev, and not being grounded, not being living, connected to this world. And we're going to see again. I'm going to stress this. It doesn't mean also like yeah, a little bit. Don't be mufka. No, it means to be here totally, to take the Shemayim, and grounded, Boretz. Lazor zu yesh mashmois amuk. Now, Volb is touching up. Kol anichnes tavoides Hashem beregesh chazak. Nichsaf l'kirvas aboirei lasoge gvoya. The teva, you come in with an inspiration, a fire, a flame. You come with a hasoge gvoya, the goiva of the mensch. Avoid hi beinov. Life becomes about avoid. Everything that has avoid, everything that's connected to avoid is life. Anything that's connection to dveikus and tefillah and to learning, all the pratim of learning, that's life. That's the tachlis. That's really why we're here. Simple mundane ma'isim of derech eretz, like smiling to the guy who cleans up the base medrash, like not bumping into the other guy on the bench and you. That seems like something that's Tvarim Shema B'Kach. I might get in my way, I might have to take care of it, but Nebuch, Olulu, and this is the Ikalan I want to do, Mefateach this. Olulu, a regular person who goes Basar, the Shemaim Chelik of himself, Olulu is prone, Lis'alein Mimatzove Amiti. He's going to list a list of things that a person who's a Shemaim, a Himmeldika Mensch, he's going to come to ignore, he'll very often ignore. First of all, ignore Matzove Amiti. He won't have a good feel, he won't have a good estimation of really where really he's holding. Migufa yukachaisov. He's also olulu misalim from his physical needs and his koichas nefesh. These are beginning of the we spoke to towards the beginning of this man. Further on the list, what's he going to misalim from? Mibesoi, your wife and your kids. Svivosoi, your chavrusas, all the people you meet, you work with during the day, you come in contact with. Vichiyuv of klapeim. These are all different things that the Shemayim Dika Yid is going to come to ignore. Avoid the kazu he tipus l'shamayim v'hi loy tatzliach. B'rogoyim analim b'yoyser ein la'odom l'shkoyach shu oymed ala karka. V'chei ilumeinu hu oylem ha'maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here, we've discussed this a bunch of times this man. Anything that exists in the world is Ba'ashem. If we're all living in a physical world that is extremely, called fleishig, there's a lot of fleishig things in the world. There's dogs, there's behemoths, there's meat, sushi, chicken, wine. There's ladies. There's all kinds of physical, mundane things. And Hashem put us there. It's not only, and you're not to fight against it. It's to find a place there. He brings it, a maisa yovish. There's no shemayim there. It's just an artsiyus dika maisa. Shall read to lay the chesed or yismasus they vidvar mitzvah? Shekol ha-machshova nesua ba libi tzua yoy. You might have to do a maisa chesed, which entails simply knowing how to run to a bank and helping out somebody who goes to the bank, and you have to go into all the cheshbonos of what it means how to run a bank, and it's extremely technical and practical, and that is totally your Gan Eden. You're telling Gan Eden is your ability to be a practical person. B'li kol avshor shemachshov is gavoyis. Hey, he fears voice. I'm trying to open up this sugya. There's a more ridiculous sugya and the sugya of balance, the chlal and the sugya of odom. There are two parts of a person, the shemayim and arts. And we have to learn how to balance both, make the shlemus of both. And these are very much soish to each other. A person has to be, maybe that's what Magda was talking tonight, a person has to be a sulam, a mutzav arsu, a roim shemagim, a shemayim. The avada has to be a roim shemagim, a shemayim. But the same entire time, he has to be a Sula Mutzavarta. First, let's open up the sugi a little bit tonight. It's a sugi Rechova, but we're trying to taste it a little bit. Bechlau, we were not enough in contact. We're not enough aware that the sugi of Machshova and the sugi of Limud is a totally different world than the sugi of Lamais and the sugi of Kiyum. One of the Makaris we always bring, we just now read the parashas of Yaakov Akude. So the Rishonim have our, in the parashas of Yaakov Akude, the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Bechai, they ask, it's a meridik kfeilus in the parshas. It's a meridik kfeilus. There's truma tetzave, even kisisa already. I think Ramban makes cheshbon. From about five different versions and times, the melechas amishkan is repeated. Ramban, at one point, he asked straight out. He said the pasuk should just say that Moshe or Bezalel did kikol hashashiv Hashem is Moshe in parshas in parshas truma v'tetzave. It's a kfeilus every single pasuk. We have together 230 psukim. Remember exactly. It's a kveilus noir. Just say a few psukim and ask all the shit. The Ramban says, you saw this. The Ma'i says, another machshav. Chutz from the Ramban says, there's another machshav, another you saw that you could see here. There's negetas. The answer is, it's taka two separate worlds. There's a world called Truma Tetzave. Truma Tetzave was the tzivui of the Mishka. The tzivui of the Mishka. That one would Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Bezalel, they were learning about conceptually the map of the Mishkan. They're learning it. Kol Protov. It's a Riches Doyle. You have to grasp it. In Das. In Tvisa. That's Truma Tetzave. What was the Yaakov Akude? Well, Yaakov Akude was the Bechina of Kiyam, the execution. The Stelling it avek on this world. Erecting the Mishkan, building it, and Stelling it avek at the Vare Shal Kayama. The Torah, by being Koyful Pasha Truma Tetzave, Yaakov Akude is coming to tell us a Moi Ridikalimut. That one might think, someone who doesn't have experience in this world, and here we always have, we forget. So we think that when we grasp something, when we're shtaig and we work in the oilam of liman machshava, people could work to learn things, a person go to medical school 4 or 6 years. People could be learning in yeshivas for years and years and years to be masik things, to understand things. We think that when we pass through the bechina of limud and machshava, we think the mensch thinks he's good to go. Okay, now 1 + 1 = 2. I have all the information. I got it in its depth, in its breadth. Now I'm ready to go. So great, I went to 25 shurim from Rabbi Yaakovson, had to do chinuch, 25 shurim, 50 shurim, 75 shurim. Every step of chinuch, good to go. I know exactly what to do when my kid cries, when he screams, when he hits, when he shows his private parts. I know every single last prat, he gave me every single thing. I know every single thing to do. Now it's going to be beautiful. If that would be true, then you don't have to write over Yaakov Akude. We can just say, okay, the answer is, there are two worlds. And I can't begin to stress how much the two worlds, they're distant just like planet Earth and planet Mars. It's two worlds that have, come on, no shaykhs. Come on, it's hard to say no shaykhs. But there's absolutely nothing that's mechayiv, that a person could grasp everything in the olam alimud, and he will not be able to bring it down lemaisa. He will not be able to mechayim it lemaisa. The Tzir always gifted this. Tzir always gifted this. Shim Shim Pink is in the beginning of Shabbos Malka says the Tzir. He's talking about a totally different noise, but I like the Tzir. He talks about somebody, that kind of Tzir. There's a mikre, it's a nebuch. Someone's nifta young in the neighborhood and left over Amona and 10 kids. And the Gabbai, the Askin of the town, gets together an emergency meeting and he starts the protus and he starts getting up, warming up the oilam. Everyone's getting. And the Gvir of the Shtot, he really gets real involved in it, and he hears the whole story, and he's a slave or something. And he says, okay, I'm going to shnodar $100,000. $100,000. Okay, so okay, we're good to go over here. He says, start $100,000. This one will give another 10. This will give another. Lamaisa, the Gabbai has been trying to get him ready for 6 months. Garnish, nothing. Every call, every time he knocks on the door, every time he meets him, I'll come back. I'll dear. 25 times already he tried, and again, nothing, garnished, not 1 cent, not a shekel, not a 10 agorot, nothing, garnished. 6 months. What happens? What happened? It's two different people. It's a memory that God Gosh and Kaiv's order. So, there was nothing missing in the Oilam HaMachshav and Oilam HaLev. There was nothing missing. Bekoyach, Beshas, when he was there, he was not taking himself out. He takachapt the Zach. He felt it, he was margish, and he wanted to do it. But he didn't realize this Truma Tetzaveh and this Yaakov Akude. He didn't realize the fear of these things, Lamaisa, Kinir, there are other things that come out. There's Atzlus, there's Terutzim, there's pushing off, procrastinating, there's other things. I can't even explain, honestly, I can't even explain it all myself. I can't understand what you see looking around the world. It's a different world. It just doesn't follow. It just doesn't follow. You have people who theoretically they're great. They're in strategy. They're the most strategical people. But we always talk about this. You see it. I know guys in my high school class. I know guys maybe Medrash. There are people, there are Bokhrim, and there are seminary girls who are stars in base Medrash and stars in school. Stars. What's going on? In real life, they flunked with flying colors. You can't believe to how much they were so unsuccessful in putting together a real life, putting together a family and kids, making a business, or doing anything else in life, being master of in life. What happened? There's two things. There's the machshava, and there's the limud, there's the tfisa, the vadadas, and then there's the kiyum, and then there's the maisa. This is the two worlds that we're talking about. You have to, the godless of the person, there's no question, the goyiv of the person. And probably in a certain way, the tachlis of the person, there's no question, the machshava, the chelik of the seichel. It's a meridik ha-koyach, I'm fired now, with Hemshen, a lot of tzivuvahs. And the seichel is unbelievable. But the seichel, with the mildena, has a tendency to take a person, to distance a person from practicality, reality, from dealing with so many hurdles that exist in the real world. And it push it, misses it, just misses it. And you could be in the Luft, and you could be in the Himmel, and you could be in the Masha. And you just push it, and not realize how much you have to be mekarkeya yourself. how much it's not only a tenai, a person like all these people, talks to some of the people who are space cadets, people who live in the clouds, they say, oh, of course, I also have to. No, they don't chap it. They don't chap that it's also a job. It's an avoidance. It's lechatchil in a certain way to work on the karka, to work on the shetach. It's a sugi atzuma to work on the shetach. It's not also an afterthought. Oh, I also have to think about that. Yeah, I can't totally be gone. No, no, no. You have to be connected to the ground. You have to be grounded. Kolom shein lekarka. No, no. Let's open it up. Let's see. Let's go through the tzurim a little bit of revolve. Let's give a bunch of tzurim. First, and they're both needed. The machshava is a moridika koyach. And one of the koyaches of the seichel, the koyach seichel is exactly what we're saying, is to be shemayimdik. When the ikar koyaches of the seichel, anyone has a good head, it has the ability to taka, elevate, and separate from the surroundings, separate from everything that's going on. Give a classic example. You learn a sugya, or anybody has a riddle or something, when the ikar nekud is able to be, open up the sugya, is the ability to be misroimim, to disconnect. Harry, most good answers to most kashas are that your hanuchas are wrong. Your hanuchas are wrong. You go in, you understand. This is a migu, this is a chesek moshon, this is a chazaka. You understand, this is what it should be. And maybe you have a kasha, you run into a wall. But you have to be misraimim. A good head, times like that, a good head is able to, no, is able to go out of the box. It's a klech of a head, that's the klech of a seichel. Seichel is shemayim mi mitzaratzma. It's not grounded, that's exactly what it is. The seichel is able, the Rabbi Shmuel writes about this in Igros, is able to be totally separate itself from all the kliyches aguf. It doesn't feel connection to any kliyches aguf and be totally not grounded, absolutely being grounded. It not so to speak, not connected to reality. That's exactly the kliyches of the seichel. We're going to see soon how many functions of the seichel that plays. That's a moridika kliyches of the seichel. But the same exact koyach, the same exact koyach, when it's beautiful to understand the sugya, it exactly brings a tremendous distance and a tremendous disadvantage when it comes to being Lamai Sadiq. When it comes to things in the world of Lamai Sadiq, in the world of Yaakov Akudi, things like order, time, constraints of time and place are the most important things. Order is one of the most important things. The brain in the luft is not always looking at the order of what's going on around the order of this world. A bunch of mashallah. Classic mashal. Anytime someone appears a drasha, habatz star appears a shir. Appears a shir. When you're going into the shir, so you're in your own world. When you're preparing, you're holding, you're not connected to the tzibur, you're not connected to time. How often do you see people who say a drasha and they're totally disconnected to time? I'm sure you have. I've seen times, I've seen people, I've seen Yibalaidim, I've seen people speak at Sheva Bracha, 72 minutes, I spoke 72 minutes. People get lost. This is Islam. This is the Zach. It's not a kapella if you understand people. It's not a kapella. People like something like, didn't chab. No, he didn't chab. Pusha didn't chab. He was in his whole mahalach, his whole machshava, and he was totally menotik. How connected are you to the tzibra? I'm going to tell you big things. One, I can't stress one of the most important things on Bas HaTorah, and it's not a tenai, it's something that you should constantly be working on and growing in. It's being connected to the listener, it's connected to the listeners, connected to the person you're talking about. Connection! And if you realize the exact pa'ula of a seichel and a good seichel, which is a good marbit Torah, works exactly the opposite. Because when your brain is on, your brain is hecher than the people, it's higher, it's above, it's disconnected. So, at the same time, you're trying to give over shir, trying to explain somebody something, but you're not connected. Is he chapping b'shas ma'isa? Do you have to recalculate? Sometimes you have to try to say a totally different shir sometimes. This is a poshet tzir of the seichel, being not connected. Mitzat sheni. Avada, a balanced person, needs the seichel machshava. So some people come in the other and they stop. They say, okay, I'm going to look at the tzibur and see exactly what the tzibur needs. And what the tzibur wants to hear, I'm going to say, that's not l'maisa. A big person. Lamaisu, they want to hear. The reason your machshav is higher than their machshav. They want you to be able to prepare or even think and be able to step out for a second and go into your own world of thought. But at the same time, you have to have the Rosh HaMegim HaShemayimah or be the Tzula Mutzavarza. You have to be able to develop that ability of being, have the Milus of the Olim HaMachshav, the Olim HaLev. Or be connected. Bechlal. Bechlal. A little bit first of the need and the ma'ila of being connected with your surroundings. When you're saying Shmona Esrei, we spoke about this many times, realizing you step to Shmona Esrei, who you're standing in front of, who you're standing beside, where you're standing, how you're standing. There are so many people who, in real life, the most talented people, Badafka is this, who they're space cadets in real life, the Pushat space cadets. They're running their life with great ideas, great strategies, great machshavas, but as they're running, they're not grounded, they're not connected with their surroundings. And they're not to blame, because we just said, that's the natural tier for somebody who has his grace of plan, who has his grace of machshava. You have an unbelievable plan how clean for Pesach. You're going, you're running full storm. Where's everyone else? I'll give a million examples. Whatever it is. The shleimus of Adam is to be mechuber to shnei atzdodim. You have to have chelik hamais, chelik ha-machshava. You have to have a godless, that's what we keep on saying, a godless in ma'isa. To realize that it's Rosh Hashem for a person to be a practical person. Why? And this is the hard part. Not because of time that we know. We don't know why Hashem stuck us in the arts. We don't know. It's a time of Kamas and Kadosh Baruch. We don't know. But Amaisa, Hashem made our playing grounds the arts. And if we want, at the end of the day, the Ganze Shemayim has to be Chal here. So we have to be very in tune to Darkei Aretz. The Darkei Aretz, practically, pragmatic, seder, orderly person. People are mazalzling what it means to be an orderly person. You don't can't imagine order, time, confines of time and space. A person with a big machshava, he's not going to do this. He's going to be mazals on this. He doesn't realize how much atzlocha, how to do things, is totally in being connected to that. Let's take another example. Another tzir. Let's talk about this a little bit also. One of the biggest abilities to be a person who has shifas, to grow in a big way, you need the machshava, you need the height of the machshava. You need the shabayim, you need the himmel of the shabayim, of the seichel, of the machshava. If a person is extremely realistic, so he's never going to ever strive to be bigger than he is right now. He's not going to strive to be bigger than he is right now, and he's also definitely not going to strive to be bigger than the tzibur. Let's say, for example, we're holding towards the end of this month. Well, say this month, we're holding to the end of this month. So there are some people, mitzan, in their personal world, they're right now holding absolutely no cash, no shaykh, no tshuka b'chal to learn. They don't want to go on vacation. And if there's a person who's already holding by himself, a lot of the tzibur is not. So if you look at the tzibur, you're probably going to leave. Maybe Purim time, maybe 5 days early. But who's going to stay till the end of the month? Who stays till the end of the month? But if you want to be a shifa, to be a Talmud Chacham, a real connection to learning, what's the havmin to leave with this month? How do you get there? How do you get to have that sad, that sport to have? What's the havmin in this month? You have to be misraimed. You have to have an isiya slave. You need the machshava, you need the machshava. A person who's too grounded, who's too pragmatic, who's too realistic, he'll never start. He'll never, the sheaf is to be bigger. He'll never start. But again, the sheaf is to have big dreams, to build things, to build big things, the big things that no one ever thought of. To be creative, to be initiative, which comes to machshava. It has to be, have a shaykhus to being realistic. It has to have a shaykhus to being realistic. Because if you don't, you oversize, you go way beyond. You have a guy who's Simchas Torah, who's Makabal, 3,000 blad, and the guy who's learning 500 blad, then there's my life. Where are you? Like, what are you thinking? The people come, people all the time, with projects, people, everyone today, especially, we always think people want to have projects, new ideas, genius ideas. This is the side we're learning the whole time. Don't realize, just as important, half and half, just as important with your great ideas, your genius ideas, is being connected to the Metzias. I once heard over, this is a tier of this, from Nosson Tzvi, it was a Spitz example. She was one of those, for example, a person was a machshava. He always thought out of the box. He never was bored, and he had a shamayim in it. He rather also had a karka. He also had a tremendous karka. I remember, heard over, shame, one of the greatest supporters of the Mir, one of the people who involved in one of the binyanim of the Mir. And he said over in members that they were once fighting, they were more ready to fight than one of the binyanim. Masan Tzvi was in the new building, something that Masan Tzvi was saying, we need another base measure. And he was saying, Shiva, I'm sorry, consultics, we need more bathrooms. You can have another 200 guys, I remember the number was altogether 1,200 people in the building, we need much more bathrooms. She was saying, we need more bathrooms. She was saying, we need more bathrooms. She listened to The Maimar Muzmur, there's another sugya that in the world of balance, sometimes a person is neiter to one son or another. It's fine. It's normal. But this is what goes on in a person. This is what goes on in us. We want to build more Batei Midrashim, we want to build more, we want to do more nor sugyas, more. The examples are endless. But we have to also, and it's supposed to be higher. And you're supposed to have a natural tendency to go higher. But then bring in the karka, bring in the karka. Bring in the karka. Where's the karka? The karka has to be there. So first of all, there's this tziruf, there's this balance of yes, having high shifas, but then being able to reconcile them, matin them, shtin them with the metzias. And if you don't have a hard grasp, if you're not grounded, you don't have that chiluk of you with a certain feskite, you're going to be totally gone. The other way around, the same thing again. If you only think about bathrooms, you're going to build a lot of nice places about bathrooms. But they're not going to write on your matzeva that you built 212 yeshivas. They're not going to write about that. You built a lot of nice bathrooms, you build a lot of yeshivas. You're going to remain this nice guy. You need to have the machshava and the ma'isa. Let's talk about the sugya of shivas. Let's go a step later. In shivas itself, there's another prat here. Two prat, I want to bring. I have said over this one. The Semes says, in Chazal, in the beginning of Parashat Bereishis, Rashi brings it, in Bereishis, ובתחילו אולו במחשבתי, זאת אומרת הקדוש ברוך הוא, ובתחילו אולו במחשבתי, לברו יעשה אולם במידס הדין. רוע שאין אולם מסקיים, לא של חזל, מסקיים, שיתף אימו עם מידס הרחם. The same two sugyas. There's a מחשובה and there's קיים. In the מחשובה, הקדוש ברוך הוא wanted מידס הדין. He was מצרף in the קיים, מידס הרחם. זוכתו ואספה סמס, many מפורשים say this. Doesn't mean it was a havmina maskana. It forever remains that the machshava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is midas adin. The kiyum needs midas harachamim. Gabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesh laharachin kama koyma. Zoktas vasemes, every yid is supposed to be the same exact way. Where did they go from vasemes? Every yid, in a certain sense, his shifas and his machshava is supposed to be in a certain way. Midas adin means to machma on himself. Have a certain perfection. To have a certain, I need to get this, I need to get everything, I need to get, in a certain way, obviously it has to be a little balanced, but it has to be a certain way of a midas adin. But realize, you have to be able to be mishatif imoy midas arachamim. What does this mean? Let's do the sugi we spoke about a few weeks ago. We spoke about people with tremendous plans, and then when it doesn't come out the way that they wanted, they feel like failures. They feel like failures, and there's also very, many different tsiurim of unbalanced in machshava. But there are many people who, in their machshava, they have the chilek of the midas adin, and they remain with it lamaisa, which means they're not able to make any room for themselves. And the lamaisa l'sha'ovar, when things didn't come out exactly like all their kushana kabbalas came out, and all like their ideas exactly of a babas would come out, they feel like a failure. No, you have to be mishatef imay rachamim. Anyone who knows the olam ha'maisa, there's a lot of rachamim. In the olam ha'maisa, there's a lot of mishaps, there's a lot of different things that are unexpected. And you have to be mishatef with yourself, midas rachamim. Don't lose the olam ha'machshava. And this is the hard balance. There's some people, so that they become kuli rachamim and they lose that strive, the shiva, the striving for the midas adin. You have to remain that b'machshava, you want a certain midas adin. In la'asid, you learn more how I could do midas adin, maybe in a more grounded way. But come out always, your execution and your delivery is not going to be the same thing like it was. You have to learn that in the olam ha'mayis, you have to mishatev amay midas rachamim. Noch a tzir in balance. Now I want to say a third tzir. There's a third nekuda I'm talking about, shifas and the ma'isa. Shifas and then being mekayim them. Is a third tier combined hofuch, and we spoke about it many times. The human being is very big. Don't ask me questions. Why by Reuven an imbalance expressed itself this way, and Shimon an imbalance expressed itself this way? I don't know. Different people, different things, but we find both things. There's another tier hafuch mamish from the Zazemes. Also, moid motzvi. People who don't have well balance in the Sugya Shemayim, they dafka make themselves much better in their eyes than they really think. Dafka, forget it. In the previous tier I had, somebody who remained in his Eilam HaMachshava, and he was too hard on himself. He wasn't able to make room for himself. He wasn't able to say, how is this the same person? You know, this is the way it should have been. How could it be that I didn't fear ois what I wanted to do? He was staying in Shuma Tetzave, and he didn't make room for Yach Bakud, he didn't make room for himself. There are people who are mamish vaket, very motzim. This is Rabbi Yisrael, Volbez Loshen, he could be Mis'alim Imatzovi Amiti. Could be, I mentioned this two or three weeks ago. And many of us, that in the concept, back to my tzir with Rabbi Shimshon Pinkas, Yana Yankel, let's say, he was the Gvir. It's a very tricky thing. In the sugi of Nedivus and Chesed, in Machshav and Lev, he's holding. He's just missing the Kelim L'maisa. He doesn't know how to work himself with L'maisa. There's whole Chalokim in the sugi of Kelim L'maisa that are not worked out. This person could not understand himself. He comes to Matzev where he thinks he's Taka, a Gavalda Gabal Chesed. And he doesn't realize that something is not falling through, which is not going through. We mentioned this. I found arms. I could have a younger man who's totally misconnected with his real Madriga. How does that happen? Like I could think that he's much better. Yeah, the Nusach used to me, he's like, I could grow a little bit. What do you mean you could grow a little bit and you're coming on time? You came less than half of the time. You could grow a little bit on your time. You should be sent on pension. You could be sent to Siberia. I mean, you're not here to be learning. What are you doing here? So what happens? There are guys like that, many guys like that. And it's not only in learning, it's in shalom bayis and other things like that. You can have a guy who in the sugya of limud and rotzon, he really, really wants to work on shalom bayis. And he really, really wants to do good for his wife. But we just said, he doesn't realize that there's a trev, there's a kriyas yamsuf between truma tetzaveh and vayachah b'kuri. He doesn't chap that. And he judges himself up in truma tetzaveh. And he never chaps that there's a huge disconnect, a schizophrenia between his rutsoinus and what he wants in real life. In real life, he many times manipulates his wife, many times is cautious on his wife. But why? Why? Where does it come? Where does it come? Everyone in the silence says, don't you chap? No, he doesn't chap. That's a rose. Ms. Alman is Aviyamite. He's a shamanic person. It's clear to me. I was in the mind. I'm telling you, he's a shamanic person. Certain guy in my mind right now, he's a shamayindika person. He doesn't chap how incongruent is his shifas and his lemaisa. It's a fighter, another example of a person who is not connected. A person has this, it's unbelievable. A person could be, and he push it. You think, you realize, no, he push it, doesn't realize. Every time he comes, and he only comes for an hour and a half, or he misses 5 days, there's reasons, all the reason in the world. He doesn't chap that. He's still into his all his sogas, his schmoozing that he had. From Chaim Epstein, he's there, Gvaldik. Here, there's a beautiful shmuzin. You heard all the shmuzin, you heard all the svarim, you heard all the, what's happening on Isa? And the guy doesn't realize he's Gvaldik, but he has to work on the sugya of Yaakov Akude. He has to make himself a shamayim dikab, an oritz dikab person. It's a chain, you can't make yourself only an oritz dikab person. An oritz dikab person is too grounded, he's too mukurka. He's too stuck. An Oritz Dekker person probably going to have one kid and about four dogs. That's all he's going to have. He's going to be nice. He's not a person they're going to write. They're going to stay on his head. But yeah, he smiled a lot to all the neighbors. He smiled a lot to all the neighbors. You need, in Chanami, Avada, we need the Shemayim. But we need the Oritz together. I want to fear Oritz. That's not. I'm saying it. I'll leave it. Good.